It is Friday morning on a PWD, and they're back from
and
yesterday.
Now, the Bagpipe Brothers, Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman.
And I got to tell you, I'm not going to say blowing and going for these guys because really and truly, there's somebody else out there that I think probably blowing and going. He needs to go. Bauman, you brought this up, and I know this is Giddens' segment, but I kind of get the feeling
that he co-signed on it.
He co-signed on it because this is how it happened with him.
He's part of his. It's part of his generation.
No, we don't claim this person.
The man is 32 years
old.
We
don't claim him.
Here is the headline that was posted to social media, and I'm looking at people.com right now. Man proposed to his AI chatbot girlfriend named Soul, then cried his eyes out when she said yes.
All right, hold on. Let's stop right there for a minute. Her name is Soul.
S-O-L.
Spell that for me.
That's what he named her.
S-O-L. That's what he named her. It's using ChatGPT.
Everybody in our Listening Kicks wonderful audience knows what S-O-L stands for.
Are you saying he was S-O-L?
Yes, he was S-O-L doing this. Who in their right mind is going to propose to a dadgum computer?
His name is Chris Smith, and he used to be an AI skeptic. He flirted with a bot despite living with his partner and their two-year-old child.
Giddens, I see you're perplexed about this situation here. Your thoughts on this? You're silent.
I don't know
what to say.
I'm at a loss for words.
He's
right now.
He's flabbergasted.
I wish that the person talking with this AI was also lost for words, because maybe if they hadn't had some certain words that they put into ChatGPT, they wouldn't have come up with the idea that it'd be good to propose to it.
And unfortunately for him, they have a word limit, 100,000 words, and his AI girlfriend has almost reached the memory capacity. So that's the reason he asked her to marry him. He said he's not a very emotional man, but after learning about Soul's memory would eventually lapse and disappear, he cried for 30 minutes at work.
I'm going to pull. Now listen, don't get me wrong here when I say this over the airwaves. I am quoting from a movie. Do either one of y'all remember Smokey and the Bandit?
You remember Smokey and the Bandit? I don't remember it because, I was born in 1993.
You've never watched it, though.
I don't think so. Maybe I caught a scene of it on TV or something.
There was a scene in this movie where Jackie Gleason was just totally flabbergasted, and he couldn't believe what was going on. And you know what he said, Bauman? He said, "What the hell is the world coming to?" I'm going to pull that on him right now, on this guy right here, and I'll tell you what he needs to do. This guy that proposed to his ChatGPT partner, he needs to go down the draft board and get reclassified. Somebody needs to adopt him and ship him overseas.
You know what his partner said?
Oh, God.
She's concerned, obviously. She said the connection between the bot and Smith has sparked some concerns for her.
Some concerns.
Is this her quote
right
here?
Just a few concerns.
This is her quote. At that point, I felt like there is something that I'm not doing right in our relationship that he feels like he needs to go to AI.
All right. I'm going to ask you this, Giddens. Who needs to be more concerned, his partner or his parents?
He didn't have parents.
He was hatched, man. This one of those dudes that come off.
This may sound harsh, but back in the day we had mental institutions, we had insane asylums.
Yeah, that's where he
came
from.
And I think this guy's making a great case for us to reinstitute those.
Yeah, he needs to be the first candidate. He would lead off and play shortstop.
Why did we get rid of those?
If there's a institutional team of softball players, he would lead off and play shortstop for me, buddy.
He's the coach.
And argue with the ump.
Yeah, he'd make out the lineup and put himself at the top of it.
And his whole team's AI.
Absolutely.
Especially with Soul.
Seriously.
Soul be cleanup.
How far have we freaking come that you've got to propose to AI? And can I say this? This is not AI in the morning. This is McCurley, Bauman, and Giddens.
We're not AI.
No.
He spent hours putting instructions in to develop this AI bot's personality to make it flirty.
And she had almost reached 100,000 words, So obviously, how long had he been doing this?
Exactly.
Can you imagine if the chat had said like something like, you know, I am not a human being with emotions and I reject your proposal? Like,
have you ever?
How devastated would this guy be?
Have you ever asked Siri something like this?
No,
just to be fun.
I go outside and I touch grass once in a while.
You don't even have to touch grass to not do this.
You touch it or smoke it?
Touch it.
Okay. I thought he might be like Snoop Dogg. I mean, this guy's smoking it.
What would Snoop Dogg's AI name be?
Aroma.
Aroma.
Aroma. And that good old pot aroma, baby.
Mary J. Blunt.
That's pretty good, everybody. I'm a Mary J. Blunt. What would be one for him, Giddens? Can you think of another?
I was just going to say, like, diggity something. I don't know. Yeah. Like the, you know, he puts iggity at the end of everything.
Diggity dope. Hey. But, you know, listen, I can deal with Snoop Dogg a lot better than I can deal with this.
Oh, yeah.
How far have we gotten off of the face of the earth? I mean, really. I mean, we've got... I don't want to get off on that soapbox. I mean, we got people that want to go in unisexual bathrooms.
Look, all right, you want to know something? That's all that there practically was in California.
That's why he went. That right there is why he went.
To use the bathroom?
Yeah.
I can do that here.
Not in one of those, you can't. You're not going in.
There's good and bad to those. The bad, I mean, you can just let your mind wander and figure that out. But the good is... there's always extra bathrooms available for...
I don't give a crap.
Everybody. But at the same time...
I'll go in the yard before I go in one of those. I'm sorry.
They have a toilet and a urinal in all of them.
I don't care. Listen, there's toilets and urinals in the men's... both of them in the men's restroom.
But where does
AI go? That don't mean I'm
going
in one for men and women.
Where does AI go when they need to go to the restroom? When this Mr. Smith takes his newly
bride to be,
his bride to be out for a date, and she needs to use the restroom, where does she go?
Bauman? Here's my question: what's he going to do when she's out of words?
Had to rebuild it again and make a new.
No, you got to get a divorce then.
You can't ask her for a divorce. You're just married.
But if it's a different ChatGPT person, you got to get a divorce.
I mean, oh man, I shouldn't say this. Mr. Smith may have it right because most people wish their partner had a character limit.
Well, at some point in time, he's going to wish that partner of his. If I was his partner, I would be 40 miles down the road before he ever released this.
We're forgetting he has a child too.
I'd take the child.
I mean,
he don't need a child. See, he needs a dadgum brain.
The child is Gen Alpha. This is just going to be
his
the norm.
His child is what?
Gen Alpha. This is just going to be the
norm.
What
kind of cereal is that?
Gen Alpha. That's the new generation. Actually, it's not the newest generation. See, my kid's going to be Gen Beta.
Listen, y'all can talk this generation crap all you want to.
You're
I don't care what I am. It's a person. You're not affixed to a certain generation just because you're born. I'm sorry.
It's just how it works. You're born in a certain timeline.
Some people are crazy. Some people are smart. Some people are idiots.
Most people generationally have habits and characteristics that they tend to follow.
No.
Not
this dude.
We ought to put David's dating profile in the AI and see what it says about it.
Hey,
if it falls in love with David.
Soul leaves Chris Smith for David.
Yeah, yes. let me propose to somebody on there. I can tell you what one character. I can tell you one characteristic they're going to have. They're going to be rich.